Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I had something completely different going on, but it had a bug, as sometimes happens with modern games, even small indie games, you have bugs. So we're now gonna play some Arkanoid. Alright, retro Arkanoid, old school Arkanoid. So, anyway, I was thinking, you know, maybe I should, in the future, kind of do something that I started doing. I don't know if people like it or not, but I have looked at some of my YouTube videos, and it's not necessarily unwanted. You know, I've looked at some of the plays that I do, and if they're a game that's kind of new, it doesn't even matter if it's like a small indie. If I'm playing it and I can play it through, people will watch it. We're not talking about the AVN stuff. It's obviously I want to continue that, because that's what a big part of our channel is about. But on YouTube and platforms like that, maybe even Twitch in the future, or some other, I mean, Kick, there's all kinds of places you can do this. We could do stuff like that there. And I think that would be kind of fun. Because, I've noticed that here on Facebook, a lot of people have been... I know, I'm kind of a boomer. But, I noticed that a lot of people have been basically playing a lot of retro games. And I don't even mean, like, with God-tier skills. I mean, just, like, I would play retro. Not that I'm bad. I'm not. It's just, you know... At first it started out with, okay, here's some of the hard games, right? And I was like, okay, I see. They're going to play Battletoads. They're going to play Batman. They're going to play Ninja Gaiden. They're going to play this kind of stuff, right? But then I noticed that they were playing other games. They started playing stuff like, for instance, one of my favorite games of all time, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse for the Super Nintendo. I love that fucking game. I love the soundtrack. One of the best soundtracks I've ever heard in a video game in my life. It's just such a great fucking soundtrack. But they were playing that one, and they were playing Final Fight 3 for the Super Nintendo, which is another one of my favorite games. I used to own that game, along with Mutant Apocalypse. And I've played through that game so many times. I played as Lucia, I believe her name was. I could be wrong on her name. But that's the one I played as. And I played that game every way you could play it. I was trying to find more boards, more stages. Anything that could keep my enjoyment of the game. Which is something I just don't have the time to do these days, unfortunately. With work and life and even making content for you guys. You know, I just don't have that kind of time anymore. So, obviously with that, I'm going to start whittling down content this year, as I said I would. And, of course, January we'll be back at it. I'm not very good at Arkanoid. I just need something to play while I'm talking to you guys. But like I said, when we hit it back in January, it's going to be, you know, full steam ahead. We're gonna fucking just go ahead and... Did I say full steam? I probably meant full speed. Full speed ahead is what the plan is. We're just gonna fucking do a lot of different content like we normally do. And there'll be a lot of new releases and things. So it'll be fun, you know? But right now, there's not a whole lot of shit coming. Like, there's really just not a lot of shit coming. Other than, like, being a dick and, of course, the... Fresh Women drop that I haven't gotten yet. It's just been, kind of bland. I wish there's a way to slow this damn ball down, right? There we go. Sorry. Tense moment. Ugh. Yeah, we'll be whittling down content. There might be even a day or two where I just don't make content. I know that sucks, but we're whittling down content, guys. I'm still going to give you guys at least that first part of The Boys Part 7. And let me see. Yeah, I should still be able to get you that Spawn. That'd be the second part. It's 100 pages. So I'll be able to do at least 100 pages of those comics. So don't worry about that, comic fans. Those are coming. AVNs, we're splitting being a dick into 30. We might bring it into an hour in January, but we're doing it 30 right now. As you notice, we did like 35. And we usually do like an hour, if I recall correctly. It has been so long since we did Being a Dick videos. We may have just done 30 for a while. But, you know, when they have those big roaming events, you kind of want to do a whole roaming event. So sometimes it might stretch to an hour, but that won't be intended. For the most part, it's just going to be 30 and 30 with Fetish Locator. There's not going to be any more hour videos, at least until next year. And there's only like a couple of weeks, so it's not anything to really worry too much about. I've looked at my views. There's not really anybody watching right now. And that's because a lot of people are on holiday. You know, that's fair. You know, you got family. There's time for AVN girls later, right? There's going to be plenty of time for that after you spent time with your family and, you know, all that good stuff that matters. So, you know, have a great holiday, you know. Just have a good time. Things are really crazy in the country. You don't need me to tell you that. There's plenty of channels that will tell you all about that and then some. But, that's why it's even more important to spend time with your loved ones. Because when things are very uncertain, you can't trust that they're always going to be there, you know. There's all kinds of crazy things that can happen. Nobody expected the fucking virus, the Fauci shit to actually happen, right? Really fucked a lot of people up. Killed a lot of people. A lot of people died, right? Even if it isn't as much as they said it was, you know, people still died. And it sucks. And oh yeah, I'm with you. I know a lot of them did die from the shot. I've talked to a lot of people about that. You know, they had people that were fine until they had the shot, and then they just keeled over and died. It is worse than that. One woman lost all her damn motor functions for a while after she had that shot. That shot is dangerous. Remember, I haven't talked to a man former military. He's been vaccinated with everything you can think of because he's an infantryman, right? And he said, I got one of those shots. And that had me feeling so weird. And again, this is a man that went through the whole military. They give you like a cocktail, right? Make sure you get everything. And he's like, this one here, this one wasn't right. There was something different about it. And that was all I needed to know, right? When I was getting intel, I guess you could say, from a man that's had every shot you can think of and said, yeah, you know, this one here, this one wasn't right. So I got that first part. I didn't feel good. And I said, I ain't no way in hell I'm getting another one of these damn shots. And for some of y'all that got it and nothing happened to you, that's fine. But that didn't happen with everybody. And just because you don't have nothing now don't mean something might not pop up later down the road. Notice a lot of people with just really strange, I don't say immune system, but maybe some immune system disorders, diseases, stuff like that. Stuff that just started fucking up on them and they're way too young for it to be fucking up. But yeah, enough about all that. Just be aware that we don't know what the fuck's gonna go down next year, you know? There was talk of war this year. There's talk of war almost every goddamn year, right? But we're not gonna let it mess us up during these holidays, right? We're gonna try to enjoy the holidays. Now, for some of you guys, I understand, you know, there's a male loneliness epidemic, which is a real deal. And this shit can be really hard for you. Like, it can be real tough. You don't really know what to do. You're starting to think about some things that may not be too kosher. And you're like, you know what? Like, I need to, you know, I need to find some other kind of something to keep my mind off of it, right? And it's hard to do that because maybe you've had a lot of situations in the past that make it hard for you to look at happy couples during the holiday season, right? Because I see it all the time here in the States. Like, there's a lot of happy young couples and, you know, just, and happy older couples too. And you're just like, well, that didn't work for me. It didn't, it, or the person I married was an absolute fucking snake, right? And it's terrible. It's a horrible time of year. You know, I know there's some women that I've talked to that I've even talked about in my AVN videos. They're going to be just really down about this shit. And I mean, I'll talk to them best I can, you know, that's better than nothing. I don't want any of them to, you know, die. I'm not that fucking hateful, honestly. I mean, yeah, there's a male loneliness epidemic, but that doesn't mean that we just take it out on all the women. I mean, of course, it has a lot to do with, you know, what I talked about with DP and, you know, the fact that the porn for women is really shifting to a lesbian kind of thing where they want to see a lot of women, you know. That's not something I remember. I'm not saying that women never liked women, but I know women of the past, you know, they were more into men. Just saying. I'm not saying that there was never ever a situation. But as far as I can recall, there wasn't too many women that were like, oh, I don't, you know, I don't really want to see that. Even my mother doesn't really like to see two women kiss, you know. She's in her late 60s, you know. So it is a mentality that has changed over the years. Over the decades, over the generations. So a lot of these guys are like, well, I can't, this woman doesn't like me. I was like, dude, maybe the fact of the matter is this woman you're trying to get, she's not even whacking off to fucking men. Like, she's not even looking at men. She's looking at women. That's why the trans porn is so popular. Me and DP talked about that because they're looking at women. They're looking at women that have male characteristics. They want the D, but they don't want it from a man because they've gone through so much brainwashing that has taught them that men are just horrible, and in some ways they are. Sometimes it's not even brainwashed. Sometimes it's actual fucking trauma that you can't fix and you're not qualified to fix. You know, that's when she has to go see a therapist, you know. That's when that needs to happen. You know, your partner's not supposed to be your therapist. They can help you with things, but they can't actually fix the problem. A therapist can do that. They're paid good money to do that shit. And I'm not going to say they're perfect. You know, I've had real bad problems with therapists. But, you know, me and Ken, you know, we've talked about this. Obviously, Ken's so busy with his real work that he doesn't have time for the streamer and YouTube stuff anymore. So, but, you know, being able to talk to him, you know, I look at that as like a godsend. Being able to talk to somebody that went on to a very, you know, esteemed role in therapy. You know, he's a very respected man in that field now. Despite all the crap that happened with Nick's server and all that, you know, that they were talking to. All the stuff. The wine moms or whatever it was. Yeah, I can't remember all that. But no, you know, we were talking, and I'm glad that I was able to actually do that. You know, I was glad I actually was able to talk to a real professional who, of course, told me, hey, you need to find a professional in your area. And unfortunately, where I'm at, that's just not something that's going to happen. The people that they have in this area are meant for, I guess we want to say, destitute type people. And the mental health industry really don't want to help out poor people. They just really don't. And especially since, you know, it's a minority community, man. You know how you hear that these kids are all fucked up and stuff? Because they have shitty mental health people like that that want to take advantage of them. It was really fucking stupid shit, man. And don't forget, I was in a minority community. And the woman in the minority community was talking to me about Trump. And it's like, why do they hate Trump? And it's like, okay, think about if you were, you know, because a lot of, in the black community, you know, they're not really too crazy about old Trump. So, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying here in this, you know, maybe here in the, because we're in the South, so maybe it's not so bad here, but it's just kind of weird to think that they would have somebody like that that'd be like all pro Trump and stuff. And it's weird that I'm even talking about politics with somebody that's supposed to talk about me, something that was barely talked about. She was more interested in the fact that I was in working with these bands and stuff, right? It's like, oh, that's cool. No, I don't know anybody else that works in music. Yeah, well, it didn't mean I didn't have any problems. Man, that is a very difficult wine glass. Well, it's a martini. At least I've gotten a little further in it. Alright. Yeah. Oh, cool. Slows it down a little bit. Oh, man. At one point, I'm actually going to get back to my metal, because I said I did part one, I'll do part two, but part two is gonna require me going way back, because I've got to really dig and think of some of the things that I can actually remember doing, like some of the interviews I've done and that sort of thing for some bands that aren't even together anymore. And maybe you've heard some of them. Maybe you've heard a lot of them. Chances are you've heard at least one, because some of the bands I've done interviews with are pretty damn famous. But, hold on. Damn it. Oh, if I'd lost that. All right. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to have to go through all that stuff and kind of just think about what all I did over the past number of years. I mean, I can talk about how I found Empress, who actually wants to come back in a limited role on the show. I don't know how this is going to fare, but I am open to it, and DP is... maybe not so open to it, but I did say, look, here's the deal. If she starts going off on her shit, we'll just have to say, okay, you know, and if it gets too crazy and all that, then we'll stop it there. Because we don't want to put you through anything that happened last year. Well, this year, I guess you could say. But, I mean, I'm talking like it's already 2024, but, you know, it feels like it. It feels like we're in that transition period. This year's just went went by so fast. It was the year of AI, right? And there's just so many things I've done with AI in a couple of months. Like, I went from shit that barely made sense in my thumbnails to shit that you can actually see on a comic book. It's pretty crazy, right? I've made some awesome stuff. Like, I made stuff that... when it first started, I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. To, like, oh, my God. I want that to come to life and shake her hand and all that shit, right? Like, you can literally make a waifu that you want. It's ridiculous. It's like, God damn you. Let's see. It's like, what is that? Slipknot song Vermillion. It's like, she isn't real. I can't make her real. You know, now that song's actually about a stalker. It's literally about, like, some stalker that stalked a woman around, and he had an image of him in his head that isn't real and all this shit. I mean, yeah, it's an interesting idea, but also in the term of AI, which Corey Taylor would probably be like, what, mate? It's like, well, there you go. She isn't real. I can't. It's like, well, that's not what I meant. Well, yeah, but it fits, doesn't it? Just like that Van Halen song, Why Can't This Be Love, when it comes to, like, somebody that is with a doll or a robot or AI or something like that. It's like, it's got what it takes. Why can't this be love? It comes from the heart, you know? That's just what I'm saying. There's a lot of songs that can totally be adapted to modern stuff that the creators weren't even, like, they weren't even thinking about. I'm pretty sure that when Corey Taylor wrote that song, from the record I actually own, I have Volume 3, I'm pretty sure he wasn't thinking about fucking AI robots. He's like, is this gonna be about some... Like, I don't think he was thinking about that. I haven't read any of his books or anything, but I'm pretty sure that's not where he went when he wrote Vermillion. He wasn't like, okay, well, this is gonna be about the guys that bang their robots and waifus and the... No, I don't think that's where he was going. I don't think Van Halen was going that way either. You know, Sammy Hagar and all those guys. Well, is that what it's going to be about in the future? What if it's like some guy in his Cherry 2000? Ah, Sammy, you're full of shit. There's no way that's going to happen. Computers won't get that evolved for that. Oh, man. I do like some Sammy Hagar, though. I like his solo stuff a lot more than I like his Van Halen stuff. Not that the Van Halen stuff is bad, but I do like, you know, heavy metal and a couple... What was the other song he did that I really like? But, yeah, I just think he's pretty damn good heavy metal rock musician, I guess you could say. Because the song Heavy Metal is not actually heavy metal. Now, that was disputed, but I had to go to a lot of experts on that one. Like, people have been doing this for as long as I have, or long, you know, you have to consult the table. All right, gentlemen, I come here before you with this song, Heavy Metal by Sammy Hagar. But is it actually heavy metal? Is it qualified as heavy metal in the terms that we would consider heavy metal? And then everybody delegates and they come to the conclusion. They're like, I don't think it is because it lacks the composition of heavy metal. And then we finally come to an agreement and they're like, okay, even though this song is called heavy metal, it's not heavy metal. Just like Born to Be Wild has heavy metal thunder in it. The song, Heavy Metal Thunder. A lot of people thought that's where heavy metal came from. That's not it. They were obviously talking about the bikes, you know. But no, Judas Priest say that they're the ones that started heavy metal. And honestly, you know, Halford's getting up there in age. He's going to put out Invincible Shield next year. I know it's going to be a good record. I don't even have to listen to the singles. people are like, oh man, this is going to be a great record. I was like, I don't want to spoil one song from that record, because it's going to come out right in January. And I'm going to listen to it, and I know I'm going to like it, because people have already said it sounds like Halford at his best. It sounds like Judas Priest at their best. And I was like, good, as long as he don't do a Nostradamus, we're fine. But he's getting up there in age. And what he wants to be known for is the man that coined heavy metal. That's fine. I think we should give it to him. If Rob Halford wants to be the man who coined heavy metal, then by all damn means, we should give it to him. Because, you know, Black Sabbath isn't taking it. Tony Iommi may have been the one that started the genre, but it was... And again, Rob Halford strongly believes this. He said that it was made to reflect the sounds of the areas where they lived. And, of course, there was steel factories out there, all kinds of refineries and things in the UK. So they wanted a music that would sound reminiscent of what they'd heard all the time. The clinging of the hammers against the anvils. And of course there is that song, The Hammer and the Anvil, right? So there you go. That's what they were doing. Like, I don't think Tony Iommi is going to just lose his mind if he isn't the man that coined the genre as heavy metal. Because, you know, Ozzy and Lemmy of Motorhead, they've always considered the genre to be rock and roll, you know? And a friend of mine, he debated with me, and he said to me, yeah, but he still did the Ozfest. And I said, okay, so to be absolutely fair, yes, Slipknot and Mudvayne and Drowning Pool and all these other bands were there, and they're heavy and they're loud, they're new metal, you know, Mudvayne had just come out with LD50 and that was a beast, you know, first Drowning Pool had ever come out, you know, everybody was, let the bodies hit the floor, you know, all that. But to Ozzy... Ozzy was like, it's all rock and roll, man. Like, he didn't call it new metal, right? He didn't call it, what was it called? Core and all this other stuff. He didn't even use hard rock. He just called it rock and roll. Just like Lemmy. Lemmy would go out there with some very heavy songs, some absolutely blazing songs. And I'm not talking about the later stuff like, you know, the Triple H came out to Time to Play the Game. You know, that was a heavy fucking, you know, maybe more down-tuned than we're used to from Motorhead. But then you go back to Overkill and Ace of Spades. And this man is just... just shredding fucking guitar and your head banging and everything else. And this is the shit that influenced Metallica. You know, this is the shit that influenced Metallica. And, just incredible music, right? And again, as heavy and loud and fast as it was, Lemmy always would come out there and say, all right, let's, you want to hear some rock and roll, you know? That's how it was. It was always about that. We want to hear some rock and roll, right? I don't think there's ever been a time when an audience said, no, Lemmy, we don't want to rock. You know? Same thing with old Ronnie James Dio. You know, I'm not really sure too much on Dio, because Dio might have been one of those guys that maybe started to transition over to the heavy metal tag. But for the most part, like I said, a lot of these guys, they grew up playing rock, and that's what they've always called it. Like, if you ask them, what kind of music do you guys play? We play rock. We're a rock band. Rammstein said one time, when talked about their music, they said, we are a rock band, a heavy band. They didn't say they were a heavy metal band. But they said they were a rock band, a heavy band. And I think there's definitely some heavy metal songs to be found in Rammstein's catalog. I think all of us would agree that there's heavy metal there in their catalog. No doubt. Absolutely. And of course you had like rap rock, which, I mean, despite the fact that Korn, you know, called himself new metal and all that, and Limp Bizkit, like, they were considered themselves, oh yeah, we're gonna mix rap and we're gonna mix rock and roll together, right? Or maybe they did use heavy metal. I don't know. Again, it's really hard to tell with some of these guys. But I just don't see too many guys out there that were calling it by the genre tag. But out of a lot of guys, Halford wants that heavy metal tag. He wants to be known as the man that basically created the heavy metal genre. That's what he wants to be known for. So, I say we give it to him. I don't think there's any problem with that. I did not get the chance to interview Rob Halford, unfortunately. I know someone who did in my circle, but I didn't. And they were a pretty cool guy. I didn't quite get along with them politically. It's quite addictive. Now I see why people play it on their phones. Ooh, let me get that. Round 5, though. I can't believe I made it this far. Power-ups are real cool, though. Ooh! See, that's the hard part, guys. Alright. Yes! Woo! What? Hold on. Yeah. But as I said, you know, I could talk about heavy metal all day. I've been listening to my playlist, you know, so it's been a lot of metal, some classic metal. Some metal I hadn't heard. There's still a lot of songs out there I haven't heard, believe it or not. There's a few on there you gotta delete. You're like, I don't know, I didn't like that one too much. You know, certain tracks. Oh, man. All right. And when I do get back to doing the metal video, I'll go back to playing The Last Faith. I actually tried to set myself up a bunch of games that I'm going to try to play through next year. you know, out of all the ones, I basically went through and looked at the ones I want to go through, and gonna try to see if I can get through them. Also, I'm trying to hammer out these adult games, because some of them, you know, they got stories and things, and I want to try to get through Rants 1 and 2. Now, technically, I'm supposed to beat the rest of 6, like, there's some extra shit that you can do in 6, but I don't know how much I care. Like, honestly, I'm to that point where I'm like, eh. I mean, I already know what happens. And even if Rants gets the canon ending, you know, it's still Sengoku Rants next anyway. And I'm just like, fine, I'll move into that after 1 and 2. And you say, well, how long are 1 and 2? Well, here's the deal with 1 and 2. For those of you that don't know, Rants 1 is short. Like, if you're good, you can get through it in, like, 2 hours. Yeah, the whole RPG. It's not that long, guys. And then after that, there's Rants 2, which has two versions. You have the Rants 2, and you have the Rants 2 Kai. It's just different scripts, but it's the same game. So, I don't know which one is going to be better. But since we don't have a translated Rants 3, we will next year. Hopefully I'll get done with Rants 2 by the time we get 3. Then I'll just go right into 3, and then I'll go into 7. And the reason why is because I've already finished 5, and I've already finished, and of course 4 doesn't exist, technically. It's like Laser Suit Larry 4 and the case, the missing floppies, right? Well, Rants 4 does exist, just not Rants 04. The original Rants 4, Kinchoku, Kikachukoi, or whatever Rants, Kachoku Rants, or something like that. It does exist, but it's fairly outdated, and there's been some additions, which Tada himself did very recently. Unfortunately, these haven't been brought to the English version of the game, which we had to fan translate because there's no English localization of Rants 4. It doesn't seem there would be because it requires an outdated, a heavily outdated operating system to run. I mean, you can say, well, you know, there's GOG and Zoom at work with these. Yeah, there is. And of course, I know that Jazz is bringing over Djibril. So, maybe someone will work on it. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's a high priority, though. Especially since a lot of it was adapted into Showdown. But, yeah, we're gonna get through the Rants games, after I get through 1 and 2, though, I'm probably going to take a break and maybe go into Ars Magna, or even, what is it, either Ars Magna or I'm going to go into, what is it, what is that, Venus Blood Frontier, something like that. I want to play that first one there. And then, I mean, a lot of the Ninetale games. Just a lot of the Ninetale games. Because there's Ars Magna, there's Venus Blood Frontier. There's also, what is that? Gears of Dragoon 2, which is looking good. It was fun when I played it. And there's Eve Nicol, of course. And I have Hentai Labyrinth and just a bunch of other games. So there's a lot of stuff. I'm not going to get into Dona Dona until I get through the Rants games. So it'll be a while before I go into that. But I'd at least like to get most of the Rants games done. Since I did get the Big Six done. Because that was a big game. I've played that for years. And I do mean years. I've played that game since it came out. Oof, this is hard. Okay. See, I couldn't get that. Oh! Hey, at least I have four, though. Yeah, good. Damn. Damn. Oh, that's hard. Oh, it's so hard. I don't know how to do it, honestly. See, I keep trying to hit it at an angle or something, but... This is my last try. Damn it! Oh, come on, come on! Oh, come on! Oh, bullshit! Bullshit! Alright, I'm out. I'll see you guys next time when Grimm has something, well, when Grimm rants into the heavens. I'm out.